Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop today. Scott Abraham, news director at ABC7, is going to jump on at 9 o'clock as we talk Commanders, get ready for their second preseason game. Dante Whitner, NBC Sports Bay analyst, former San Francisco 49er, will join us as we go around the
NFL.
No
movement on the Ayuk thing. I thought that was going to happen yesterday, and obviously I was wrong. But
yeah, I saw something on social media like that he had dressed, and I was like, oh, he must have signed. And then I didn't see anything else, so it must have been like a fake tweet or something. By the way, I generally now don't have breakfast. I do intermittent fasting, but this morning I went and got a protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jason steals from the Homewood Suites every morning.
I know, he's a thief.
I don't steal. I'm a client, so I'm not stealing.
Okay.
And they're free, by the way, so you can't steal if they're free.
Well, they're anyway, for the customers.
I'm a customer. I park there every day.
You never stay in a hotel.
I valet there every day.
Yeah, I was stunned at the price of the protein. How much do you think one, and I ate it. It was just a small, regular protein bar, chocolate protein bar.
How much are they?
$4.50.
$4.
That's actually high. $3.79.
I think that's...
I thought that was ridiculously high.
Everything's ridiculously high, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's making their profit.
Why don't you just go upstairs at the Homewood and grab a couple breakfast bars every day.
He wants protein.
I feel guilty about that.
Why? They don't.
I did it one time.
All the girls are very nice up there. They're like, hey, how you doing here? What do you want? You want a muffin? You want a protein bar? What do you want? You want a bagel? I mean, let's go up there and have your little breakfast.
All right. You've now made friends with the...
Yeah, I don't know their names, but by face, I know.
Right.
They know me.
They definitely know you.
They know me.
I think the breakfast.
I didn't go this morning, though.
By the way, he goes, I think the breakfast, they're setting it up, starts at 6.
It does. I go in there early, but they don't care.
5:30.
They do have have it roped off, but don't care.
Right. He goes beyond the ropes.
Yep. All right, real quick, I wanted to mention, so JP touched on that stat that we cited quite a bit last year and others did. About separation.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Hit the Skins is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. If you need a quick burst of energy, grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies to get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
So they often cited our receivers here in D.C. as getting open like. Not well, like one of the lowest ranked guys in terms of separation. And if you look at next gen stats, they have Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin. I guess their average yardage of separation or whatever is like 2.6. And I'm trying to put it in context. A guy like Tariq Hill is 3.3, right? So I guess on average, he's 3.3 yards away from, you know, his defender when he catches the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other, like, Mike Evans.
Devontae Adams is pretty good, right? Some people say he's the best receiver in football. He's at 2.6.
Yeah, he's the same.
Exactly.
CeeDee Lamb is at 2.7. So, I mean, Keenan Allen, everyone says he runs ridiculous routes. He's at 3.1. So they're kind of all over the place. I'm not sure there's a lot of validity in this stat.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at DK Metcalf.
Are you telling me CeeDee Lamb can't get open?
DK Metcalf, AJ Brown. Now those are bigger physical receivers, but they're at 2.4.
Right.
That's below McLaurin and Dotson.
AJ Brown, did you mention him?
Yes.
Yeah, AJ Brown 2.4. Like AJ Brown's Hall of Famer. He's elite.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, so that's one. That's one stat.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't know that I'm going to put a lot of stock in that stat. It's just a quirky stat.
Yeah.
Some people measure well in it. Some don't. Our guys don't necessarily measure well in it, but it doesn't preclude you from playing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we'd all agree Terry McLaurin is not a top five receiver in the league. Like you would start with Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams.
I put him in
Jamar
top
Chase.
20. I put him in top 20.
You'd probably put Cooper Kupp up there. You'd find probably at least 10 guys you'd want ahead of him. But he's probably in that next tier.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's a top 20 receiver. Now, the Jahan Dotson thing is, we were hopeful after rookie season, just really have no clue after last season what he's going to do this year.
Right.
And you guys know this, but McLaurin's numbers would be different with a more established quarterback.
Sure. Yeah, they might be this year.
If he was playing in Dallas, or if he was playing in Miami, or if he was playing in Detroit, or if he was playing in L.A. with the Rams with Stafford, his numbers would be better.
I think that's fair. I think if he had a better offensive coordinator last year, they would be better. If he was utilized better. So we'll see. Proof is in the pudding, Jason, as you like to say.
It is.
I'm just saying, I might be dismissing that stat a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't know, because it's kind of all over the place. There are great players that measure well in it. There are great players that don't.
And also, one thing, one measurable that, and it's not, I guess it's a stat, but one thing that makes receivers great is what do they do after the catch?
Uh-huh.
It's one thing to get open, separate. How good are your hands? And then once you get the ball, how good are you after that? CeeDee Lamb is spectacular after the catch. So obviously, Tyreek Hill is spectacular after the catch because he's so fast.
Right. And then that also comes to the quarterback in terms of ball placement.
Correct.
Because if your quarterback puts you in the right spot when you're on the move, then you get that yak.
Right. So anyway.
So, all right. Well, so we talked about Martavis Bryant. A couple days ago. Well, they made another move yesterday. We talked about it in the very first segment, but if you're just getting in your car right now, Jason, why don't you give everybody sort of the breakdown of how Trace got on their radar and how that came about?
Well, Trace has been, obviously last year he ended the season with the Steelers, and he did not get signed in the offseason by anybody and didn't get invite to a camp, but he was still working out with some guys up at Penn State. and just kind of waiting for his agent was kind of waiting for a call from a team that had some injuries at the quarterback position. Finally got one a couple days ago from Washington, and that's because Sam Hartman hurt his right shoulder, his throwing shoulder, and they said, all right, we're going to sign you. Come on down. He was in Philly. He flew down to Miami last night. So, and they said, you're probably going to play. And the connection is because Cliff Kingsbury really knows McSorley. He played for him in Arizona when Kingsbury was the head coach there. So he really knows his system. Also, David Blough is the assistant quarterback coach for the Commanders. David Blough and Trace played together in Arizona under Kingsbury. So he's got a lot of connections there. So, I hope to see him on Saturday night. I hope he plays at least a quarter. I'm not sure. Daniel's probably only going to play a series or two.
Well, we're hearing three. According to Grant, they're telling right, the target three. Is three series,
all right, so maybe
depending upon how it goes.
Maybe that's the first quarter, but hopefully Trace plays
well, they're
a
also
lot in the
saying
half.
That Mariota is nicked up.
He's nicked up as well.
So he's nicked up. Hartman's out. Driscoll will probably get the bulk of the action. Yep. And actually, I think it's – I mean – listen, if you're Trace, you got to take whatever reps you can get. Mm-hmm. That's asking a lot, though, a kid to be there for a day, and then you throw him to the Wolves.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully he plays well in the joint practice today.
Yeah.
Because he'll be playing down there in Miami.
That's also asking a lot. Joint practice is essentially like a scrimmage.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy just showed up. He'd never thrown one pass at Terry McLaurin before.
Correct.
I saw Martavis Bryant running routes yesterday.
I know. Yeah. It's a little bit different, though, with a quarterback. Right,
sure. More responsibilities, of course.
Yeah, and you got to have kind of familiarity, know how your guys run around.
So this is a great opportunity, obviously, for Trace, because if he plays well and looks good in the system, they may say, okay, all right, let's stick with him for a while, maybe the rest of the preseason, and then we'll see what happens.
But also just keeps you in the league, in the
keeps
cycle.
Keeps you in the league.
You're right. In the transactions.
Correct.
You know.
And if you look good, all right, maybe Washington moves back to Sam Hartman or whoever, and then another team says, oh,
right.
We could use him as our number three.
Right. And, of course, he went to Briarwoods.
Briarwoods High
School. 7 miles from the Commander's facility. So, yep. Got to be a thrill for him to put on that uniform.
Yeah.
Right now?
It's about time. I always thought it would be a good fit, obviously, being local. You know,
right.
Living in Ashburn and growing up in Ashburn to to play for Washington. But he finally gets his opportunity. So, what's funny is he and his wife had a house in Leesburg. And they decided to rent it out because he was up in Penn State working out, and her parents live in New Jersey, so they were in New Jersey Penn State.
Like renting a hotel now? They got no room. Stay with their parents.
They're probably going to stay with his parents. If he makes the team, I don't know. He's going to have to do something else.
And, of course, we highlighted this story a few years ago. It always makes me laugh. Jason, you have to tell your McSorley duty story. To me, this is the greatest story ever. So Jay is friends with the dad from back to college, right? Dating back to college.
Yep, and his wife, Andrea. So
right.
Rick and Andrea are the parents, and I went to Richmond with both. Rick played football at
right.
Richmond.
Right, right.
And a few years ago, I was I was house-sitting for another friend of mine.
Right.
My buddy Dave.
Right.
And I was letting their dogs in and out, and I just got a wave, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my next step there at Dave's house, and Rick's house is right across the street, and I know the code, so I said, you know what, I'm just going to go.
Why didn't you just go into Rick? You were house sitting their house.
Yeah.
So why didn't you just duty in their house?
And because I don't know them as well, and
but they were away on vacation.
They were.
It wasn't like you were going to smoke them out of the house.
I just felt more comfortable going to the McSorley house because I know the setup. I know where the bathroom is and all that. I've been there a lot. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go into the
McSorley. And you knew they weren't home.
They were not home. They were also on vacation.
They were also.
Yeah.
So you went into the McSorley. You punched in their code. They probably saw you on their Ring doorbell.
Probably.
Right.
And I went in and took care of business. And but they didn't have – I couldn't
Did you
find
–
I couldn't find
that the deal?
I couldn't find
shower?
Any TP.
Yeah.
They were out of TP.
So then what'd you do?
I jumped in the shower. And I dirtied their shower floor.
And then what'd you do? Like, you just left a guest towel? Or like, you had to look for a guest towel?
I found a towel, yeah.
And then you just left it there in the bathroom, like, hanging up on the
hanging
thing?
Over the shower.
And then did you text him and say, hey, by the way, I had to use your...
Yeah, I mean, of course he knew. Like you said, he's got a Ring.
That's hilarious.
I think he actually texted me and goes, hey, what are you doing at my house? I said, well, right. I had to tell him the story.
You know, I don't have a Ring doorbell, but everybody seems to have one or some version of it.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his wife, They have like they have them all over the place. And his in-laws live with them.
Yeah.
And so we were in the Outer Banks. We were in Kerala. And they're just constantly checking on the parents all day long. You see the dad sleeping on the couch.
Right.
You see the mom out in the backyard.
Yeah.
You see the dad, he's raking leaf. Like,
you can see who's coming in and out. Yeah.
And then they're talking to him,
yeah,
too.
And the dad, right
who, and the parent, I mean, they're getting up there. They're kind of losing a little bit as you get up there, right?
Yeah.
They're talking to him. He thinks God's talking. He doesn't know what's going on.
That's funny. We have one, too. I can see when the FedEx man's coming up.
Do you
talk to the
FedEx man when he comes sometimes? Like, if you're not there, do you say, hey, can you just...
It's happened once
or twice. Like that kind of thing?
It's happened once or twice.
My wife does that. I don't even know how to use the Ring doorbell. I mean, yeah, I don't have it on my app or...
My brother, he has it on. He's talking to people. He's talking to contractors.
Yep.
You know, it's wild. You just have to basically assume everyone has a Ring doorbell or
someone's got something. And it's
right?
100%.
All right, just getting back to the Commanders here briefly. There were a couple moves that were made beyond just
McSorley.
They're
making it cuts yesterday?
Yes. They released guard Mason Brooks, who was... an undrafted free agent signing last year. They re-signed him this year, but they let him go. And then they also released another lineman. Damn it, where do I have it? Alex Akingbolu.
Okay.
Was released from the IR with an injury settlement. So today's a big day. Hey, Mike Marr, do we have any update on the... Does Mike have his headphones on? Do we have any update on if the joint practice today is going to be on YouTube or anything?
No, I looked on the Dolphins' social media today and couldn't find any links to it.
All right, so if it's not on the Dolphins, then it's not going to be.
Yeah, because they would be, since they're the ones hosting the practice, they would be the ones controlling all the media stuff around it.
Right. Okay, well, if anybody has any clue. And by the way, Drabby, I was looking up the Scott. For some reason, they're saying Scott Peterson is speaking out on Peacock docuseries.
Yeah, I think there's two, but the one that's. Making that he did an interview for, I think, is on Netflix. I might be confused, but there are two Scott Peterson documentaries.
Because they're saying face to face.
Yeah, maybe Peacock produced it.
Yeah, it's weird. I think it's on both.
He also broke his silence on face to face with Scott Peterson on Peacock, but there is one that comes out on Netflix this week too.
Isn't that also called face to face or no?
American Murder, Lacey Peterson.
Okay, so it's two
American
different.
Murder.
It's two
different. There's also a Netflix thing on Steve McNair's murder that comes out. I think this week or next week.
I don't understand.
Is a lot of murder content.
Is this like 20 years to the week?
I think it's like the 20-year anniversary or something of the whole thing. Remind me of the McNair thing. Was that a romance thing? Like, was he having an affair with some like married chick or something like that?
I don't know if it was an affair, but I know some woman, it could have been maybe his wife or ex-wife, killed him.
Yeah, he was having an affair with that 20-year-old. Remember, there was like a young girl.
I vaguely remember.
And because both of them were cursed.
I'm definitely going to watch that. I'm definitely watching that. I can't remember. Did they kill him after he was retired at that point, right? He wasn't still a player, was he?
I think he had just retired a year or two prior.
Right, right.
I think.
Yeah, because he was with the Ravens, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this because he was killed, I think, in 09, and I think he was with the Ravens a couple years before that.
We're going to say, Drab?
I think you and me and probably a lot of people are always intrigued by these sort of things is because I'm sure Scott Peterson's guilty. 99.9999, right? There's no worse beat in the world than being sentenced to prison for life for a crime you didn't commit.
That is for sure.
It's
always your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
You know?
And it does happen.
It happens.
I mean, you would hope relatively not very often, you know, in terms of percentage-wise, but it seems to happen. Yeah, guys getting released all the time. DNA's exonerating them.
Yeah. No,
they say he has a one-outer if they can find a third person's DNA on something that they're testing. That's like his one-outer.
They have more DNA?
DNA that's going to be examined. I don't know. I was just reading about it yesterday. And I think if they can find a third person, some unknown, then... You know, I didn't realize.
Yeah. So McNair's
girlfriend
shot him twice and then killed herself.
Yeah,
it was a murder suicide. Oh, brutal.
She was the 20-year-old.
Yes,
brutal. Yeah. What was she bitter about? Maybe he was cheating on her.
I don't know.
No.
They say on the day of the shooting, according to Wikipedia, text messages between the pair were exchanged. proclaiming their love to one another, in which she texted him, "You love me," in which McNair replied, "I love you, baby." There was also a conversation about financial issues where McNair transferred $2,000 to her, who claimed she was stressed and needed to pay her phone bill.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
McNair then offered to come over to check on her after she said her chest felt heavy. He put his children to bed. Then at 11, he texted her, "On my way." Then apparently she shot him in his sleep.
And then she killed herself.
So she was suicidal, and she was just going to take him out with her.
I think he was involved with another woman, too.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And so she knew that, and yeah, what a disaster.
Plus, she was 20. I mean, she was a kid.
What a disaster.
Psycho.
All right, I want to watch that. I mentioned that that I did watch the Kingsbury interview with Russini, and I don't know that a lot came from it. I guess
he's high on the running backs.
Yeah, I mean, somebody did write an article about how he did mention that he really likes Eckler and Brian Robinson Jr. He also just glowing about Jaden, you know, about Jaden's work ethic, about Jaden's maturity. So nothing really earth shattering there. But he did point out that he went from college straight to NFL head coach and all of that that comes with it. He had never even been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. This is an opportunity for him to just be an offensive coordinator, just do what he does. You don't have to do all the administrative stuff. You don't have to worry about the defense. You don't have to do all the media obligations.
Just focus on one thing.
Just focus on, yeah. Just be an offensive coordinator, which is your bread and butter anyway. So I'm excited.
I think it's a huge upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, obviously, they got more talent too, but
Saturday night against the Miami Dolphins. Is that an 8 o'clock kick?
7, I believe.
7 o'clock kick?
Yeah.
Against the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk more about that with Scott Abraham coming up at 9 o'clock, news director at ABC 7. It is an open line Thursday. You can chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Junkies coming right back here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So every morning we get this prep sheet, and I don't know if you guys ever look at it. I usually click on it and then end up deleting it, but it has this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to look at it, and there was a day, EB, today in history that probably irked you to some extent. It happened in 1993.
All right, today in history, 1993. All right, hold on. August 15th. All right, so 93. In 92 skins.
I will say this. 93. Both of the people involved in this headline have been Junkies guests. Mm. One probably in 1997 or 1998 when started out.
All right.
And the other a couple years ago, and we met him in person.
All right. This is...
And it's one of your all-time favorite athletes.
He's one of my all-time favorite... Cal. No.
1993 Greg was Norman. The 75th PGA Championship at Inverness. Paul Azinger won his first major title in a playoff with Greg Norman.
Oh, yeah. You're
probably heartbroken.
I was.
1993.
And we definitely had Zinger in studio. And yes. I met Norman out at the live event.
Yeah. Zinger was great.
Zinger was great.
Yeah.
And that was, remember he had like shoulder cancer? Was that after that he won the major? I can't remember exactly when that happened.
I'd have to look that up, but I just remember him being so down to earth. Zinger was great to talk to.
He was great. Most of those golf guys. Remember, we used to have Jay Haas on a bunch. He was great. One of the highlights of the show was when Freddie Couples called in when he was in town for like the Kemper Open, and he was just scanning the radio.
Yeah, and he goes, "Hey, driving around, call these boys."
And he called in. Freddie was awesome. Yeah. But you know what's funny? Of all of the Norman...
That's not as big a heartbreak as others.
The Bob Tway was worse. Larry Mize, worse. Some of those, like, hole out. The six shots that he blew at the Masters, that's the all-time worst. DeFaldo, the six-shot lead that he blew.
I just remember watching that. I was at my buddy's house, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Right. By the way, is Liv playing this week? Is this the Greenbrier week? We should have been there. We should have gone, Valdez. We talked about it. We have not capitalized on our Liv connection like we could. They go all over the world. They freaking like us. We you know.
What do you want to do?
Let's go to Valderrama. I mean, let's go. Yeah. I mean, I would do it. I mean, let's at least go to Greenbrier, right down the street.
You're going to go to Greenbrier.
I would have. By the way, everyone, I've never been there. Have you been there? Everyone loves it. They say it's like a great resort. Like, you know, people love Greenbrier.
Top notch.
Yeah, like I know people have gone there, not even play golf. They just go there because it's like a nice resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Chicago was the one you wanted to go to.
Which one is that? When is that? Is that coming up? Or did we already missed it?
Boiling Brook.
Really? You know that Liv... Liv is, they definitely have been pursuing the Highlands. Tom is, you know, he's so loyal to the PGA Tour.
Oh, he's not even listening to him?
He's not interested.
The Greenbrier, Liv Greenbrier event is this week.
How far away starts is tomorrow. Greenbrier from where we are?
It's got to
be 2 hours?
5 hours.
Yeah, I would say four hours.
That's a long trip. I was looking to do something.
Well, not a one-dayer. We stay in the Rizzoli Resort.
I was looking to do something. They got casinos. I was looking to do something like a bed and breakfast or something like that overnight for either my anniversary or my wife's birthday because it's like back-to-back weeks and just have a night out without the kids, but that's too far.
4 hours. 249 miles.
I've never been there, but people loved Greenbrier. It's silly. Do guys do golf trips to Greenbrier? Is it, or how does that work? Like,
I don't know.
I would think so.
Because it's a resort, so probably if you stay at the resort, you probably get an opportunity to play.
Are there multiple courses?
Yeah.
Has to be. Yeah. I know they have the old white course. Isn't that what it's called?
Think so.
I don't know.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday.
They've got, and they've got casino.
Nice.
That would have been pretty cool.
No, we need to capitalize on that. I loved being at the Live event. You know what? I don't know.
Part of that was it was in our backyard. It was like easy to get to.
Well, I know, but I wouldn't mind doing we always said we wanted to go on the private jet. I don't think they're doing the celebrating that they were doing before. But remember, they were all like going on there on a party jet.
Yeah.
And then they were having parties like on, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday night.
But louder.
Yeah. I think they cut down on that, right? Wasn't there like a story that at some point, like all the crazy partying, they had
the budget cuts?
There had to be a little bit of budget cuts, especially since they're getting like a zero share on TV.
Are they still getting a zero share?
I don't think they're getting big TV ratings.
Yeah. But maybe you should go to Greenbrier.
It's too late now.
Take your wife there for a weekend. You're almost an empty nester.
I'm almost an empty nester.
Start.
I'm basically an empty nester. My 15-year-old has no interest in being in the house. She has no interest. She's just constantly with friends all the time.
Yeah, get used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greenbrier has 4 courses, I'm reading.
It is. Yeah.
In a few years, one of us probably will have a kid that gets married. Just the odds, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to cost us a ton of money. Mm. Maybe we should consider doing what this New York couple apparently has decided to do. This seems outrageous.
All right.
But they made national news when they decided basically to
charge people.
Cover charge.
Charge people to come to the wedding.
It costs you $333 per person to go to the wedding.
And then do you have to give a gift on top?
Guests were provided with a ticket for a seat on the couple's rented double-decker bus, which was outside of where the wedding was taking place. Apparently, it was a $70,000 wedding, and that's how they decided to cover some of the costs.
So, hold on. You have to pay for admission, which is one thing. You pay for your dinner or whatever. Okay. But do you have to give a gift on top of that? Or that's the gift?
I would think that you would give a gift.
Have to pay admission and give a gift?
If I have to pay to go to the wedding, they're not getting a gift.
I mean, basically, most people bring their
if you're going to pay $650 bucks to go to a wedding, you're going to give a $200 gift too? No chance.
Do you know that I never gave Rom a gift? I told him, you know, Rom invited us all to those weddings. Did you even go?
No.
Yeah. JP and I went. I think Cakes went.
Yeah, I'm Cakes sure was there.
I think Rom serenaded us
he
at
did.
The wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he did. He 100% did.
Yeah, yeah. Rom serenaded us at the wedding. 150 people of his family there. They don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. He's singing to the junkie. It's so dumb.
It was a dry wedding, too.
Was it? Yeah.
And you accosted me because I snuck Jack in.
Oh, he sung nice. Hero or whatever. If you ever knew you were my hero.
Yeah, he sang Hero. Yeah. So he's ignoring his wife. He's serenading the junks. And I told him, I mean, it was a pain in the ass, dude. Wasn't it like way out in like Virginia somewhere? It was kind of far.
It was like a winery though.
Like a winery or something.
Down Leesburg Pike past.
Yeah. Like and past, so like, I told him my gift was my presence because I couldn't believe I was there. I was hostile the whole time. What was that, 10 years ago? I never gave him a gift.
Yeah, you were fine with it.
I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah. What'd you give, JP? 100 bucks? 200 bucks?
I don't remember. I think my standard's usually 200.
Eric was like, checking my pockets like he was a crack fiend.
What? Who has a dry wedding? You want to talk about the worst wedding
you didn't
ever.
Prepare.
Huh?
You didn't prepare. I prepared.
Did I know it was a
dry
wedding?
Yes, it was a huge topic.
Well, maybe I knew you were going to bring.
Well, I don't think you did.
That was a brilliant move to bring it.
Well, I also knew I wasn't going to be there very long. All right,
that is wrong.
Let's go.
We had to stick around, though, because he had said that he was going to do, like, this bit. Much like we stuck around at a different wedding.
Kevin's.
Because we were told there was going to be a massive surprise. And everybody was thinking, Oh, he's probably got Robert Downey Jr. showing up.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Robert Downey Jr., but somebody from that dumb movie he always talks about. What was the...
we thought it was going to be an actor. But
what's the movie? The Boondock Saints?
It ended up being Taco Bell.
Yeah, yes. It was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell was delivered.
Worst payoff ever.
And I like Taco Bell, but I can't believe I stayed for that.
Right.
You're not going unscathed over there, Drabby, because your wedding was 150 degrees. We all lost 10 pounds. it's sweat.
You could use it.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up? You're on with the Junks. I don't think that's going to be a trend, though. People paying for weddings. I don't think that's going to be the thing. Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. That's just one more excuse not to go to the wedding.
Yeah, right.
You exactly. Pay for it. Pretty
weddings are boring anyway.
They're going to make you pay to go to a funeral,
if it's a
too.
Good family, if it's a good friend, it's fun. And, like, you know a bunch of people.
It's
right. I like it. I like celebrate. Sure.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the Greenbrier. I heard it on the radio yesterday about it. Started looking up today. It's bankrupt. It's up for auction. You guys should chip in and buy it.
Buy the Greenbrier.
End of August, yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah. It's bankrupt? How much is it going? If it's going up for auction, it's going to go for, what, tens of millions?
Get Tom.
Right?
Yeah,
call Tom.
I'm not seeing any dollar figure. It's just up August 27th is the auction day.
So what does that mean? Like, explain, like... So it means if
you buy
can
the
buy,
luxury resort.
So you buy the whole, you get all the property. You get the golf courses, you get the resort, the hotel.
I'm just saying the hotel. It could just be the hotel. It could be separate. I don't know how it's
how can
set
it be?
There,
I thought it was super popular. It's not?
Not these days, I guess.
Maybe the those couple COVID years where everyone was kind of locked in, maybe it crushed them.
Mm.
Right? Didn't a lot of hotels get crushed?
Of course.
Yeah, they got crushed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing something about a death.
What's the other place?
$9.4 million. So.
Is it in West Virginia, Nemacolin?
Yeah, I've driven.
That's in Pennsylvania.
That's
I've driven
that's
by
PA.
That.
That's really nice.
It is?
Yes.
Is that also a golf resort?
They have golf there, but they have like a spa. It's just like Lansdowne.
Just to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got you. Yeah, I don't know anything about the Greenbrier. I just clicked on it.
It looks like it defaulted on its loan.
Well, maybe it's just maybe they're just going to do like a restructuring or something.
No, I don't understand this. They said it's a political play. Greenbrier is owned by the governor.
Yeah, Jim Justice, I think, owns it.
Yeah.
The governor of West Virginia owns it.
I don't know if he thinks he's getting screwed by somebody. No idea.
All right, so it's way over our heads.
Yeah. You probably need hundreds of millions because I see that in 1942, the Army paid $3.3 million for the property. Which have been valued at $5.4 million.
Mm. I don't think it's worth hundreds of millions, but anyway, those big sillies.
It hosted a Ryder Cup.
Yeah, no, Greenbrier's legit. They're having
and
a
it's live hosting event. An Olympic.
Oh, man.
Dustin Johnson's going to be there.
We botch it. Do they have any more? Well, see, once football season goes around, then we can't go. Drab. That's why this was the one to go to. Chicago, they're probably already, football season's already underway, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of events, coming up next, we'll get into whether D.C. will host the Olympics, and we'll get Ted Leontis' take on that. Jason, can you hand me that?
What, the read?
Yeah, it's on the other side. Let me tell you about if you're ready for a new ride. Why don't you turn your old car or truck into life-saving support for our veterans by donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation today to help veterans and their families get the critical assistance they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. You'll get a tax receipt and pickup. It's free. 877-718-HERO. That's 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today. Sis wants the Olympics to come to D.C. And our pal Kevin Sheehan, not necessarily pro-Olympics. Tom Lavero, not necessarily pro-Olympics. I guess they were talking about it on their podcast, and Ted responded, and he starts out by saying, I'm too old to be involved with it. He tried to bring the Olympics back years ago, maybe even this most recent bid, which is going to L.A. in 2028. And he says, look, this is the next generation has to deal with this. But I think he brings up a lot of good points. First of all, Ted says that when you just look at D.C., federal D.C., it has the same pieces that LA has as to infrastructure, arenas, stadiums, airports, universities. So it is doable. And you've got some of the greatest athletes from this area. We just saw that in the Olympics.
Sure. But,
yeah.
And then
30-plus athletes.
And then he points out, DMV. Too, he's like, he goes, he writes, and please muzzle the whiners that say, but the traffic, the heat, the investment, the white elephant buildings. He says, lazy loser recycled complaints. Because I'm sure London, Paris, all these other places have traffic.
Traffic is something you just have to deal with, yeah.
Right.
That'll just be a thing.
L.A. definitely has traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're better than L.A. in terms of traffic, believe it or not.
I think it would be awesome to have the Olympics here. I've never been to the Olympics. When I was a kid, I think I was 8 years old or 9 years old. Uh-huh. I went to the Pan American Games in Puerto Rico because they hosted the Pan American Games, and I always thought that was cool. I went to see tennis. I can't remember a couple of the other events I went
by
to
see.
By the
way, Puerto Rico, I think, was just hit by a hurricane.
Yes.
Man, I can't
they
escape
get pummeled
it.
Every year, yeah, all every, the time.
I know.
Somebody asked me, how's your family? I don't even really check in because they're just used to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you live in a stable, most homes there are one story. Like if you live in a house,
yeah,
they're one story houses that are like concrete.
Yeah, but you're right. They get hit every summer.
As long as they don't lose their power grid or whatever, like
that
what
might
happened
happen.
A few years ago. That well, you happen. Lose power for a couple days, that's fine. But they lost for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really bummed out that, I mean, I know Ted was working hard on this about 10 years ago. I think it was probably for the 24 games.
Yes.
To have him here in D.C. I think it would be one of the most iconic moments of all of our lives if we were around in the city and it was here. Like, it would be unbelievable.
I'm
what
sure,
we just
like,
saw, like, yeah. Look how proud all the Parisians were the last month. I saw, I have a couple friends who live in Paris. And it was the time of their lives the last month. They were so proud of their city, so proud of their country. First off, most people, a lot of the Parisians left. So everyone says, oh, the traffic during the games would be worse. You if you don't like it, you won't be here. You'll just plan a vacation around it, and you'll leave, and it won't be that big a deal. But you'll be watching, and you'll be so proud of the place that you live in.
And the views would be amazing. Like, I could see, like, what they did with beach volleyball with Eiffel Tower in the background.
Yeah,
you could do that with the monument and the mall and... like all these places. And yeah, I would be for it. Now, I don't think I'm the next generation of bringing the Olympic Games here. I don't know who they're looking for. You're looking for people.
Well, Ted should look down the dinner table. At his son.
Yeah.
At Zach.
It would
Is that
be,
his name, Zach?
Yeah, yes. Zach. It would be incredible.
I agree.
Well, but he did
I'll
say
be 74.
He did say he's aiming for 2044, 20 years down the road.
I mean, 74.
Get that tape measure out. You'll be on the final few ticks of your life, and it'll be one of the best things that happens in the last decade of your life.
Okay. I think it'd be great if they have it. But I don't know if it would be the greatest moment of my life.
Like, no. I mean,
2044. I hope I'm alive.
Right. Yeah. But if you are alive.
You're always into big events. You want a stadium in your backyard. This is right up your alley.
I'm with you. It'd be cool. Like if you had a Super Bowl here, if you had, you know, yeah. I mean, look, we had the World Series. Now that's a different sport where you have home games and we had the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Think of how electric it is
smaller,
when you went to those games.
Much
though.
Smaller.
I know. I'm saying it would like if the Olympics were here. I don't care about a lot of the events.
It would be cool.
But I would go to
Are you saying winter or summer Olympics? What are they shooting for?
It would have to be summer.
It would have to be summer?
Yeah.
Because we don't have mountains
and stuff.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Look, Wisp. I can't tell you how embarrassing it is that the World Cup is coming here and they don't have any matches in the nation's capital.
Yeah.
We should be the belle of the ball of this country. I understand a lot of people don't like Washington, D.C. who don't live here around the country. There's no reason Los Angeles or Atlanta should be above us.
And we could pull it off. Like London, I think when London was awarded the bid, a lot of people questioned it. They figure it out. You know, most of these places figure it out. Now, they had to have surfing, you know, thousands of miles away.
A good Ocean City.
But they figured it out. That'd be hilarious.
Where would they surf? They have to go out to California?
So are they saying that we have the infrastructure such that we wouldn't have to build a bunch of new stadiums?
Well, that's the great thing about having these massive events in America is that we already have stadiums and arenas to hold this stuff.
Yeah, if you, not lean, like well, Brazil if you or, lean on the colleges, you definitely do.
But in 2044, it'd be a lot more constructed as well.
True.
I mean, the city will look different in 20 years.
We just have so many major sporting events throughout the year here that we already have it.
Yeah.
Brazil, they had to build 100 soccer stadiums that went useless after 3 weeks.
So France obviously hosted 24. The Winter Olympics in 2 years will be in Italy and then L.A. for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to France for the winter of 2030. And then they're going to Australia and then Salt Lake City.
When was the
After 2034, I don't think they've had any other cities delegated.
What was the last American city that had Winter Olympics? Is it Lake Placid or has there been one since?
No, Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in 2002, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we're definitely summer guys.
Correct.
Where would we swim?
What do you mean?
Same place as universities.
Yeah, but do we have big silly pools? Like, honestly.
No, they just had the trials in the Colts Stadium.
In the Colts Stadium?
In the middle of the Indianapolis Colts football stadium.
They just built temporary pools.
They built a platform swimming pool. You can build that anywhere.
Yeah.
Above ground silly. Yeah.
that's the greatest above ground pool in history.
It was. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, Rockville's got a silly 50 meter.
yeah, the Kennedy Shriver.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
RMSC.
You couldn't believe me. I've been there a million times. You can't hold the Olympics there. You can barely get a few old guys in there.
But that could be done at wherever.
You can do that wherever.
Cap
exactly.
One or
where like the where are we going to have, where are we gonna have track and field?
That would be at the Commander.
Got to be at the stadium.
Could you hopefully in DC?
Why could you do like track and field around some of the iconic monuments? Like build a track.
Why
do you have to have a stadium for the fans?
You need a crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
See how jacked up the crowd
gets? Marathon would go temporary stands. Couldn't you do temporary stands? Don't they, some of these, like
80,000 people.
The volleyball do they have 80,000 at track and field? I don't know. The volleyball was a temporary stadium.
The stadium is opening ceremonies. Every seat's taken.
Yeah. Opening ceremony. Yeah. You do someplace else.
Nah, you need a stadium.
You got to do it.
You got to have
run through the city in the marathon.
I would want to use these iconic, like, it's a very cool city in terms of, like, iconic buildings.
Well, yeah,
you could.
The volleyball right in front of
for sure, the volleyball.
The volleyball there.
Yeah, you could use them as backdrops, but for the opening ceremonies, and you'd have to have a stadium.
Opening ceremony, stadium.
Yeah.
But I'm saying track. It has to be in a stadium?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you'll have all the marathons and all that finish on the National Mall.
Triathlon.
Well, I think you basically have to be
corrupt.
Maybe
they'd have to clean out the Potomac like the Seine.
And we have plenty of corruption here, but don't you basically have to pay off the IOC? And I mean, you have to be totally corrupt to get these things.
Well, that's what Ted says in his opening paragraph.
Yeah.
The USOC must respect at some point to the hand that feeds them, federal DC. He's basically saying they got to work together and there's been
I'm with before. Ted on this one. I think it'd be cool.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, I guess people be annoyed by traffic. That's basically the only complaint.
Yeah, it's 2044. Hopefully, I'll have a driver
people,
by then.
Yeah, most of you guys are going to be dead or you're not even going to be working anymore. What do you care?
Correct.
Right. I think the only thing against it would be annoying for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or maybe while during construction with traffic. But beyond that, it would be cool. Sure it would.
I live with construction every day. It's so annoying. I take the GW Parkway home.
Can you
and
imagine?
It's hard to get.
I wonder if the GW Parkway would be done by the Olympics in 2024. Yeah,
there's an exit, you know, to 495 into the American Legion Bridge that you can't get to half the time. And then I got to go all the way back towards Virginia, take whatever exit that is, turn around,
to
and
Great
come back.
Falls. Yeah.
And it takes like 15
Georgetown
minutes.
Georgetown Pike.
Yes.
Crap, should we be on the committee? You want to not? There should be an Olympic committee.
Ted, I'm young enough. I don't have the pockets. But
well, you don't need the pockets, but you can be an advocate. Maybe we could be on the committee.
Get us on the board.
Get us on the board.
Besides, they'll carry the torch.
Who represents the city more than Chunks?
You guys represent Bowie. You're the PG County.
They need Radio Hall of Famers.
Yeah, what could they hold in PG County? Whoever in Bowie.
There's not like really.
They can do equestrian over in Upper Marlboro.
Yeah.
No, we're Loudoun County's getting that. We're taking equestrian.
Loudoun Middleburg will get that.
What's it called? Showplace?
Middleburg.
We're up for it. We're up for it, Ted. We like the idea.
All right. Got to take a break. Phone number you want to chime in on an open line Thursdays, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Wants the Olympics to come to D.C. And our pal Kevin Sheehan... not necessarily pro-Olympics. Tom Lavero, not necessarily pro-Olympics. I guess they were talking about it on their podcast, and Ted responded, and he starts out by saying, I'm too old to be involved with it. He tried to bring the Olympics back years ago, maybe even this most recent bid, which is going to L.A. in 2028. And he says, look, the next generation has to deal with this. But I think he brings up a lot of good points. First of all, Ted says that when you just look at D.C., federal D.C., it has the same pieces that L.A. has as to infrastructure, arenas, stadiums, airports, universities. So it is doable. And you've got some of the greatest athletes from this area. We just saw that in the Olympics.
Sure. But,
yeah.
And then
30-plus athletes.
And then he points out, too, he's like, he writes, and please muzzle the whiners that say, but the traffic, the heat, the investment, the white elephant buildings. He says, lazy loser recycled complaints. Because I'm sure London, Paris, all these other places have traffic.
Traffic is something you just have to deal with, yeah.
Right.
That'll just be a thing.
L.A. definitely has traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're better than L.A. in terms of traffic, believe it or not.
I think it would be awesome to have the Olympics here. I've never been to the Olympics. When I was a kid, I think I was 8 years old or 9 years old. Uh-huh. I went to the Pan American Games in Puerto Rico because they hosted the Pan American Games, and I always thought that was cool. I went to see tennis. I can't remember a couple of the other events I went
to
see.
By the way, Puerto Rico, I think, was just hit by a hurricane.
Yes.
Man, I can't escape it.
They get pummeled every year, all the time.
I know.
Somebody asked me, how's your family? I don't even really check in because they're just used to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you live in a stable, most homes there are one story. Like if you live in a house,
yeah,
they're one story houses that are like concrete.
Yeah, but you're right. They get hit every summer.
As long as they don't lose their power grid or whatever, like
that
what
might
happened
happen
a few years ago. That well, you happen. Lose power for a couple days, that's fine. But they lost for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really bummed out that, I mean, I know Ted was working hard on this about 10 years ago. I think it was probably for the 24 games.
Yes.
To have him here in D.C. I think it would be one of the most iconic moments of all of our lives if we were around in the city and it was here. Like, it would be unbelievable.
I'm
what
sure,
we just
like,
saw, like, yeah. Look how proud all the Parisians were the last month. I saw, I have a couple friends who live in Paris. And it was the time of their lives the last month. They were so proud of their city, so proud of their country. First off, most people, a lot of the Parisians left. So everyone says, oh, the traffic during the games would be worse. If you don't like it, you won't be here. You'll just plan a vacation around it, and you'll leave, and it won't be that big a deal. But you'll be watching, and you'll be so proud of the place that you live in.
And the views would be amazing. Like, I could see, like, what they did with beach volleyball with Eiffel Tower in the background.
Yeah,
you could do that with the monument and the mall and... like all these places. And yeah, I would be for it. Now, I don't think I'm the next generation of bringing the Olympic Games here. I don't know who they're looking for. You're looking for people.
Well, Ted should look down the dinner table.
At his son.
At his son.
Yeah.
At Zach.
It would
Is that
be,
his name, Zach?
Yeah, yes. Zach. It would be incredible.
I agree.
Well,
but he did say
he's 74.
He did say he's aiming for 2044, 20 years down the road.
He's 74.
Get that tape measure out. You'll be on the final few ticks of your life, and it'll be one of the best things that happens in the last decade of your life.
Okay. I think it'd be great if they have it. I don't know if it would be the greatest moment of my life.
Like, no, I mean,
2044, I hope I'm alive.
Right. Yeah. But if you are alive.
You're always into big events. You want a stadium in your backyard. This is right up your alley.
I'm with you. It'd be cool. Like if you had a Super Bowl here, if you had, you know,
yeah.
I mean, look, we had the World Series. Now that's a different sport where you have home games and we had the Stanley Cup final. But think of how electric it is
smaller,
when you went to those games.
Much
though.
Smaller.
I know. I'm saying it would, like if the Olympics were here. I don't care about a lot of the events.
It would be cool.
But I would go to
winter or summer Olympics? What are they shooting for?
It would have to be summer.
It would have to be summer?
Yeah.
Because we don't have mountains
and stuff.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Look, Wisp. I can't tell you how embarrassing it is that the World Cup is coming here and they don't have any matches in the nation's capital.
Yeah.
We should be the belle of the ball of this country. I understand a lot of people don't like Washington, D.C., who don't live here around the country. There's no reason Los Angeles or Atlanta should be above us.
And we could pull it off. Like London, I think when London was awarded the bid, a lot of people questioned it. They figure it out. You know, most of these places figure it out. Now, they had to have surfing, you know, thousands of miles away.
A good Ocean City.
But they figured it out. That'd be hilarious.
Where would they surf? They have to go out to California?
So are they saying that we have the infrastructure such that we wouldn't have to build a bunch of new stadiums?
Well, that's the great thing about having these massive events in America is that we already have stadiums and arenas to hold this stuff.
Yeah, if you not lean, like well, Brazil. If you lean on the colleges, you definitely do.
But in 2044, it'd be a lot more constructed as well.
True.
I mean, the city will look different in 20 years.
We just have so many major sporting events throughout the year here that we already have it.
Yeah.
Brazil, they had to build 100 soccer stadiums that went useless after 3 weeks.
So France obviously hosted 24. The Winter Olympics in 2 years will be in Italy and then L.A. for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to France for the winter of 2030. And then they're going to Australia and then Salt Lake City.
When was the
After 2034, I don't think they've had any other cities delegated.
What was the last American city that had Winter Olympics? Is it Lake Placid or has there been one since?
No, Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in 02, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we're definitely summer guys.
Correct.
Where would we swim?
What do you mean?
Same place as universities.
Yeah, but do we have big silly pools? Like, honestly.
No, they just had the trials in the Colts Stadium.
In the Colts Stadium?
In the middle of the Indianapolis Colts football stadium.
They just built temporary pools.
They built a platform swimming pool. You can build that anywhere.
Yeah.
Above ground silly.
Yeah. that's the greatest above ground pool in history.
It was. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, Rockville's got a silly 50 meter.
Yeah, the Kennedy Shriver.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But RMSC. Small,
you couldn't believe me. I've been there a million times. You can't hold the Olympics there. You can barely get a few old guys in there.
But that could be done at wherever.
You can do that wherever.
Cap
exactly.
One or
where are we going to have track and field?
That would be at the Commander's.
Got to be at the stadium.
Could you, hopefully in D.C.
Why could you do like track and field around some of the iconic monuments? Like build a track.
Why
do you have to have a stadium for the fans?
You need a crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
See how jacked up the crowd
marathon
gets?
Would go temporary stands? Couldn't you do temporary stands? Don't they, some of these, like
80,000 people.
The volleyball do they have 80,000 at track and field? I don't know. The volleyball was a temporary stadium.
The stadium is opening ceremonies. Every seat's taken.
Yeah. Opening ceremony. Yeah. You do someplace else.
Nah, you need a stadium.
You got to do it.
You got to have
run through the city in the marathon.
I would want to use these iconic, like, it's a very cool city in terms of, like, iconic buildings.
Well, yeah, you could. The volleyball right in front of
the
volleyball there.
Yeah, you could use them as backdrops, but for the opening ceremonies, and you'd have to have a stadium.
Opening ceremony, stadium.
Yeah.
But I'm saying track. It has to be in a stadium?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you'll have all the marathons and all that finish on the National Mall.
Triathlon.
Well, I think you basically have to be
corrupt.
Maybe
they'd have to clean out the Potomac like the Seine.
And we have plenty of corruption here, but don't you basically have to pay off the IOC? And I mean, you have to be totally corrupt to get these things.
Well, that's what Ted says in his opening paragraph.
Yeah.
The USOC must respect at some point to the hand that feeds them, federal DC. He's basically saying they got to work together and there's been
I'm with before. Ted on this one. I think it'd be cool.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, I guess people be... annoyed by traffic. That's basically the only complaint.
Yeah, it's 2044. Hopefully, I'll have a driver by then.
Most of you guys are going to be dead, or you're not even going to be working anymore. What do you care?
Correct.
Right. I think the only thing against it would be annoying for 3 or 4 weeks, or maybe while during construction with traffic. But beyond that, it would be cool. Sure, it would.
I live with construction every day. It's so annoying. I take the GW Parkway home.
Can you
and
imagine?
It's hard to get.
I wonder if the GW Parkway would be done by the Olympics in 2024. Yeah,
there's an exit, to 495 into the American Legion Bridge that you can't get to half the time, and then I got to go all the way back towards Virginia, take whatever exit that is, turn around,
to go to
and
Great
come back,
Falls, yeah.
And it takes like 15
Georgetown
minutes.
Georgetown Pike.
Yeah.
Should we be on the committee? You want to not? There should be an Olympic committee.
Ted, I'm young enough. I don't have the pockets. But
well, you don't need the pockets, but you can be an advocate. Maybe we could be on the committee.
Get us on the board.
Besides to carry the torch.
Who represents the city more than Chunks?
You guys represent Bowie. You're the PG County.
They need Radio Hall of Famers.
Yeah, what could they hold in PG County? Whoever in Bowie.
There's not really.
They could do equestrian over in Upper Marlboro.
Yeah.
No, we're Loudoun County's getting that. We're taking a question.
Yeah, Middleburg will get that.
What's it called? Showplace?
Middleburg.
We're up for it. We're up for it, Ted. We like the idea.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number you want to chime in on an open line Thursdays, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.